Absolutely. My name is Tibby Ribby. I am just thrilled to be here at this conference today. And it came about with a number of leaders that I came into town to share about the movement of leader impact. And together we had this vision that if we can help build into and lead some of these Christians and help nurture them, disciple them, and really see the Holy Spirit unleash them to have an impact in the marketplace, we could just see a tremendous impact and revival for the Lord. So, like I said, my name is Tibby. I've got a European descendant. It's a Hungarian name, short for Tibor. And growing up, my Hungarian culture encouraged us to go to church. And I went as a kid. I didn't really understand the language that well, so I missed the key teachings. And it wasn't until university that I had this hunger in my heart to want to know, what is the truth out there? Can I know that I have eternal life? And it was by God's grace that while I'm at university playing football, that God would bring some athletes to come and speak to our team. And they shared this incredible perspective that God wants to have a relationship with us. And that was new to me. I had a religious mindset. And when they shared these four simple principles that God loves you, has a wonderful plan for your life, we're all sinful and separated from God, but Jesus is God's only provision for our sins, and that we can know Him by inviting Him into our lives, changed my life right there in the dressing room. And I am so thankful because it was a business leader. In fact, it's one of our Canadian hockey heroes, Paul Henderson, who actually helped lead these athletes and leaders to come and speak on the university campus. And so I got to meet them. I got to know them. And as I grew in my faith, on campus, being involved and mentored by some of these incredible leaders, my church, getting involved in a great Bible teaching church, changed my life. So when I graduated, I went into full-time ministry with Power to Change. And now for the last 30 years, I've had the privilege of sharing my story. And even today, I was able to kind of share how, for some people, the success is their highlights. Well, I had some success. I got my degree. And in fact, my sports was very good to me. In fact, my last year at university, we ended up coming here to Halifax and we played one of the best teams in the country and we beat them. And that led me to go and play in Toronto in the Sky Dome where the Toronto Blue Jays play. We played a football game in there and we won the national championship. Boy, that was exciting and that was fun. But if someone was to ask me, what was the highlight of your career? Your university experience, I would take them back to my first year when somebody shared the gospel with me and I became a Christian. And so because it's that powerful, that motivating, that life-changing, I think, what is the greatest thing we can share with somebody else or be involved in? Let's share the good news with somebody else. And so Leader Impact is all about helping to unleash business leaders, men and women, who want to see Christ made known to some of their friends, co-workers, people that are their employees or people that they work for. If you can see a person who is a leader have their life changed, they will then have a tremendous opportunity to impact so many more people because they themselves have influence. And I think that this is one of the areas in the world that is unreached. We can talk about people who are homeless. We can talk about doing missions overseas. We can talk about going and building orphanages. All very good things. But we never talk about the up and outers, the successful men and women who still have a hole in their heart. There's a void that God has created in every heart, as Blaise Pascal says, and that can only be met by Jesus. Some of the more successful people want to fill it with a boat, with these fast cars, with big homes, with multiple girlfriends, and nothing is satisfying. Only knowing Jesus and having this understanding that we can have eternal life, we can be forgiven for our sins, we can become children of God. Like, it is so attractive. So that's the driving force between this ministry of seeing the Lord change people's lives. And we're in Canada, in many of the major cities. In fact, Leader Impact has grown to be around the world. And would you believe it started by a Canadian, former hockey player, Paul Henderson, who 50 years ago scored the goal of the century. So an athlete does this incredible feat on the ice, and yet he finds his life unfulfilled. Isn't that incredible? You've got fame, fortune, family, and yet there's still something missing. He becomes a Christian after this because someone took the initiative to ask him a question. Have you ever thought about the spiritual part of your life? And Paul says, you know what? I've been thinking about it. Will you sit down with me and help me discern what this means? And so here, one life was impacted, a fairly influential person. And now I think God is just unleashing many lives to be changed as a result of this. And so I am thrilled that my life has been impacted by Paul Henderson's passion for Jesus, and there's so many more lives. So we're just praying for God to continue to provide a tremendous movement in the marketplace where we can allow our light to shine. If you like, I've put together a bit of a quick 5-minute just emphasis on what the Bible says. You know, why do we need to, as followers of Jesus, how does Jesus talk to us about evangelism? So let me just lean into this a little bit. So, you know, when we talk about evangelizing, the meaning is to share the good news of Jesus with others. You know, it's interesting because in the Bible, it presents evangelism not only like a duty, but it's actually a privilege. And I think that is powerful. We always hear from others, especially our Christian listeners, oh, I'm supposed to be evangelizing and I'm scared. How do I do it? And so, you know, when we learn that we can come from a place of God's love, the love for people that God has, we can have this gratitude of salvation and we get to participate in His mission. That makes our Christian faith that much more exciting. And so Matthew 28, 19 and 20 is a foundational verse, obviously in the Bible, but even from a ministry organization like Power to Change, because that's the Great Commission, the fact that we're called to go make disciples. And so Jesus gives us this tremendous command. There seems to be a sense of urgency because he says it towards the end of his life. And it's like, okay, you know, if I'm going to really say something before I go, that's probably going to be fairly meaningful. And so the fact that Jesus commands that, I think, is it really stands out. You know, in Acts 1:8, it talks about Jesus saying that we are his witnesses. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. So a witness is simply sharing what a person has seen or experienced. You know, biblical evangelism looks like ordinary people just sharing. They're sharing their story. They're sharing what Jesus has done in their lives and the hope that they have found. And even at this conference here in Halifax, I've learned that we can share the gospel, but you know what? We can also share our life, both in the good times, but even when we're struggling. When we're struggling and people see this authenticity, you're not perfect, your life's not perfect, but how we're reacting and how we're responding to that, it's incredible. And so I think that's a great... God desires people to be saved. In 2 Peter 3:9, the scripture says, the Lord is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. So this is powerful. This actually scares me a little bit because we're holding off the second coming of Jesus because he's waiting for more people to enter the kingdom. He's waiting for us to express this amazing truth in our lives. He's drawing men and women. The Holy Spirit is drawing men and women. Time is very short, folks. And so I'm really passionate about the importance that we help share the need that others need to get involved. I'm a sports guy. I love my athletics. As you heard earlier, that's how I became a Christian. And so I love to share the story of let's get in the game. Let's get in the game. It's so much more fun living our faith when we're active, when we're physically getting out there. Can you imagine how nervous it is when you want to initiate a conversation with a coworker or a friend and they kind of, you don't know how they're going to respond and they just kind of start asking questions and maybe you don't have the answers to, maybe you have the answers and all of a sudden it's like your heart's beating and it's more exciting and it's like, oh my goodness, I need the Lord to lead me. I know I need Him to give me wisdom. It just makes our faith that much more significant and important. So I think those are some really key points for us to realize that, yeah, God is so good. My prayer is that we would be willing to surrender to the Lord and allow Him to lead us and guide us, and that we would be willing to be vessels that will go and take the initiative to initiate conversations, to initiate friendships at work, to initiate their heart and their love for Jesus.